United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at a benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S. from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, The Living Messiah of Our Time, given on September 3rd, 1994 in Hawaii, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We depleted the earth because we raise cattle and animals. Actually, this is another way to contribute to our Earth planet. You know all this. You read more books than I ever can imagine, yeah? About vegetarian, about how to save our world, about environmental love and all kind of things. And vegetarian diet is the answer to all these questions. Our Earth is collapsing because we eat too much meat, actually. Or we have to put it that way, roughly. Roughly it's like that, you know? You read newspapers more than I do, no? You look at television more than I ever do. I don't look at television. But you know, every year we cut down forests as big as England just to raise animals. So how many rainforests has been destroyed? And this change atmosphere, you know what I mean? Change atmosphere, change the rain. That's why our planet's heating up. And then many places are having problem with flood and also drought. So if we want to save the planet, if we want to preach environmental care, we should be vegetarian.
Respected Master, thank you for allowing me to be here. You had talked about the upcoming destruction of the world. You said that the the earth is going to get hotter and hotter. One of the things, the heat.
I'm just talking about the fact, you know.
Yeah.
This is going on in this world right now.
Right, right. What can we do physically to prepare ourselves? Like one of the things you had said, to become a vegetarian. What can we do physically? What can we do spiritually to prepare for this this upcoming destruction that's going to happen in the world?
I don't know if we can stop, you know. We were discussing the fact only. See, I mean, I didn't really predict anything. Yes, I just say what we are doing now and what is affecting the world. Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's scientifically fact. Everybody knows. Not that I predict that in the year 2000 the world's gone. Yeah, I didn't say anything like that. We're just saying things like, what are we doing right now, for example, cutting all the forests, yeah? This all of you know, yeah? This affects the world. So we were talking about vegetarian diet and the benefit thereof, okay? But I guess it is a little bit late now to stop all this. It's going on every day, as every corner of the population, and perhaps it's too late to stop. But we can minimize it, and we can strengthen our spiritual self in order for miracles to happen, yeah? And that also to influence our community with our spiritual strength and knowledge, that they will go also our way. And whatever destruction might happen or might not happen, we are very safe, we are very secure in our knowledge in God. You know what I mean? At least we're not frightened. We're not going berserk. We will know what to expect. Yeah? Whether we lose our life, it's not a big deal. I told you already, life is a joke. Only life eternal is real. We just get caught, get hooked into this instrument for a while, and then we're scared to lose it. But it's a nonsense, because we have a more beautiful instruments elsewhere and anywhere to use, right? Just to be vegetarian, meditate, that's a preparation for eternal, not for destruction. Destruction comes and goes. Eternal is always there. Yeah, we prepare for God, not for destruction. Because at the end of our life, when we lay down in the coffin, it's also our own destruction anyhow. Huh? Whether the world still go on or not go on. So the most precious preparation is for God. Yeah? To go back to eternal.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
I was wondering what you experience when you see people or experience us as individuals in a crowd or a leader as to whether they're on their path. Do you have a sense without talking to people what we're doing?
I told you I'm always engaged inside. I have no idea what you are and what you're doing. So I just mind my own business, see?
You get the information that you give to us from the questions we ask?
For insight, yeah. Well, I just reply accordingly. You mean I have to read your mind first and then answer? Is that what you mean?
I wonder if I don't
if
know
I
how
could,
you do.
Right?
Yeah, oh. I don't know how you do.
I probably could, you never know. But as a matter of fact, I'm ignorant of good and bad and everything. Yeah, I'm guilty. But when you come to me as an individual and sincerely request something, then automatically your sincerity will attract the wisdom from God, and then that will be the answers. Yeah? Have nothing to do with my individual, your individual. Have to do with our own inner connection. Hmm? I never look through at people and say, oh, this person is bad. Oh, God, this is the same sitting here. I don't know. I really don't. I mean, at least my mind don't. You know, my brain doesn't register bad and good and ugly. Sometimes I do sense people. If I'm caught off guard, you know, when I'm not very engaged, or when for that person's benefit I have to scrutinize his inside or her inside, what that person needs. But that is done in the inside, you know. I've not gone through my mind. God protect me from prejudice. You know what I mean? If I have to know everybody who's bad, who's good, I can do my job. That's the ego at work. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think of it as bad or as good, but what was in our way as far as whether we were on our path or not.
Whether we're on our path or not? You mean I look at a person and know whether he's on the path or not?
No, you've answered my question already. I just wanted to let you know I never had a thread of thought that you were judgmental. And
she knows you're not judgmental.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. No, no. I'm just telling you, that's all. I didn't think you think like that either.
I have a comment I'd like to share about the question that was asked earlier about God as a man or a woman. I truly have been involved with groups who changed the wording so that it was inclusive. And it's honestly an easier habit to break than it is to eat meat.
Well, it's true. It's true. Huh? Mm. But never mind. Let it be he or him or she or he. Huh? We just get on with our business first, right? Eat vegetarian, meditate, virtuous life. And that's all. And then he or she is, doesn't matter. It's his business. I mean, her business. Yeah, let's have a look.
Oh yeah, woman are intelligent.
Sometimes you will find that my answer is not related to the question that much, because sometimes the inner wisdom, you know, answer to your inner request more. Sometimes the people are like this. They want to ask like this, but they cannot formulate. Or they're too shy to ask about the direct problem, and then they ask something else, you know, and just run around. And then I find that the master wisdom always answers just directly to the most important problem into their own heart. Yes.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Okay. I'm going to fumble around.
Please don't, if you can help it.
Being obviously Western and not being raised in a particular tradition that teaches the type of philosophy that you teach, I find that the streets of California can very much be like the Himalayas in searching for enlightenment, and that there are times whenever you're looking for answers to situations in your life, and you pause and you wait for the right answer in the right situation, and you want to know that the decision that you make and what you're doing is absolutely the right thing. And it's very difficult if you do not have the level of enlightenment that you would like to have to know that you are doing absolutely the right thing. How do you calm the stillness and go forward with the certainty and the confidence that you know that you need to be effective in what you're doing and to perform the way that you should, but yet to remain open that if you aren't the right way, that you can still make a corner and go a different direction?
Well, of course it's a difficult question, yeah, an answer. In any way, just try to be honest with yourself. That's it. do the thing that you think is the most likely to benefit yourself and the person concerned at that moment, and honestly, no harm in your heart, you know, no malice and no trickery, nothing. And then whatever the outcome, it's the outcome of honesty, you know. And God will have to take care of your direction if He doesn't take care already, you know. Always pray in our hearts that, please, you know, I'm doing my best, but I'm not sure. So let me feel, you know, or let me inspire me some way. Or from some, sometimes you happen to flip a book and then the answer pop out. Or sometimes you happen to listen to a cassette from a master or other master or some book, you know, from ancient master, and suddenly you find something that related to your question. It's sometimes like that. Thank you, honey. Yes. Also, sometimes then you sit in meditation quietly and you feel absolutely that's the thing you have to do. Or you sleep over the problem one night and you wake up absolutely sure that's what you have to do. It's often like that. That's how we have to do. That's how I have to do also. Lately, I happened to read a book, a disciple bought a book from Nostradamus. Yeah? And the things about he predict, yeah? And he predicted... Well, I'm not talking about his prediction now. I'm afraid you waste your time and the things that you already know, unless you want to ask me. But I'm talking about his life as an individual now, for your example. Just now it happened that I think of him. Not that he has to be in this particular question, but it just happened that I read him, you know, a few days ago from a disciple. And then he led a life of a very, very busy physician. Yeah, all day long he has to take care of the people who were sick, and at his time there were big snakes and war even and all that. Yeah, and he has a handful of work to do with very minimum medical substance and equipment at that time. Yeah, but even then, all day he took care of the patient. In the night time he meditated. People say he would sit all night and stare in a bowl of water or the black mirror, called black mirror. Probably he put a black mirror on it. Probably he looked at his black mirror here the way we do. That's how he saw things far away from his period of time even. And many things he saw has been proven accurate. Is that not so? Supposed to, according to the book I read. Also, he predicts the present savior of the world. Yes. Did you read this book? I read it in Vietnamese translation. It was very accurate. Very accurate.
Hello, it's me again. Master, I'm just wondering, I know very little about you, but I saw a photograph of your aura, which really impressed me. Can you explain what the aura... Yeah.
Photo with aura?
Yeah.
Oh, the disciple. They make a fuss about it. Everybody have aura.
No, but yours is about 4 feet above you, and then...
4 feet above me?
Yeah. It was beautiful.
Which picture is that? I didn't even know. Give me. It's a big one. I'm excited.
It might be here somewhere. Someone might have it.
Oh, really? Who is it? Okay. There's some of the picture I have seen some other. There's a big round around, huh? The whole body. I've seen one picture like that, but I don't have it myself.
The one that I saw was about 4 feet above.
And 4 feet above?
Clouds, pink and an orange.
So. Yeah. What's about it?
I was just...
You don't like it?
It was beautiful. It was very impressive. I just wondered if you can explain what it is.
Okay. By the way, yesterday we watched the... one of the videotapes that the disciple brought to me, and it is said that Edgar Cayce saw people's aura. Yes. And by the way, one of my attendants, he says to me, because he doesn't understand much English, he just watched it with me, and then he said, oh, that man can see the people aura? And I said, yes, what about it? He said, he saw it too. He said, whom? When? He said he saw my aura only, and the other one have no aura. I said, you're blind. You're blind. The question is, when and how we see people's aura, when our eyes open a little bit. The third eye, yes. There are many eyes, you know. We call the Deva's eyes, the Buddha's eyes, yeah. Deva's eye, when you open, it means your it's not ultimate, yeah. Your wisdom open a little, then you can see people's aura. And according to people's aura, you can know that person at this moment is angry, spiritually developed, benevolent, or very malicious person. If you see people with red, you know, flaming around them, that means they're at that moment very angry. Yeah, for example, like that. And I asked the attendant, what did you see? Yeah. He said he saw my aura long time ago. I said, you are blind. I said, everybody has aura, not only me. He said, but I didn't see. He said, when I first came to see you on a retreat, I look at you, and you have the whole, you know, the bluest light around you. And I thought something wrong with my eyes. He said he thought something wrong with his eyes. So he looked around, see somebody else around so many people, nobody has it. That's why I scolded him, I said, you are blind. So I explained to him is that everyone has aura, except the people dying, you know, they don't have aura. Or the dead people, yeah, dying or dead people. They mostly don't have aura, or they must have a sudden death or something, that even you see them now, and 5 minutes later they die, they don't have aura right now. For example, like that. So I explained to him that everybody has aura, some color differently, big or small, according to their spiritual development. And he asked me why he didn't see that everybody else has aura at that time, only I had the aura. I said, because you're blind. Because the aura of the master is too bright. Therefore, you can see a little bit. Because you're so blind that you see only a little bit. And other people are not so bright. Therefore, because you're blind, you can't see. Alright? You see any aura right now?
I can see a little bit of yours.
You do a bit, huh?
Okay.
So you're not so blind, huh?
I was going to ask you, at what age did you discover that you're enlightened? And what did it feel like?
Oh, I don't really know. I don't keep record. I guess I was 17 years of age when I started to realize that life doesn't mean anything. Even if I live on 2 more days or I die 2 days before, it's just a matter of, you know, more eating rice and exercising. It just doesn't mean that much. All right? I truly, truly, deeply understand that. But it is difficult to convey in words, yeah? Okay? Yeah. Are you satisfied with my answer? I always make joke about everything, but seriously, it's like that, okay?
Master, in one of our latest issue of our magazine, in the questions and answers, you were discussing about the alien and how they were saying for us to help them save their other members of their group.
Yes.
I was kind of wondering when I read that article, is it possible or is it happening that aliens or people from the other planets are in fact able to live with us in our earthly...
Yes, for sure.
They are.
They're more advanced. They can do anything they want.
Are they like us, just like us?
Look like, yes.
Look like us.
Some more beautiful, some more ugly.
But very advanced in their...
Yes, yes.
Very advanced.
There's some benevolent aliens. They try to help us also. But many of them also very weak. You know, not decisive. Just no technically, but too soft, you know. And so when they're dealing with the hassles of our world planet, they do not know what to do. So I had to give them the message, hoping they're here. I don't know if they have ears. Yeah, they're supposed to be very advanced, but they're too soft sometimes. Too soft. They're too gentle.
In a way, this is my personal problem, I guess, but it's very difficult for me to formulate the questions. But as I can see, probably in my life I have certain goals, but it's very difficult for me since to reach those goals. And, I saw a lot of obstructions, so I wonder whether I can reach even my goals. Yeah, probably enlightened.
Ah, you mean spiritually, huh? Or business-wise, the goals. Enlightenment, you got it already. You have to just recognize it day by day. Huh? Okay? Get to know it. Get to know your possession. Huh? All right? And about other things in life like business or success, huh? In business, you just have to use your knowledge, yeah, that you gain from school or from the business facilities that you happen to affiliate it with. Use your experience, your honesty, your hard work to win the game. Every successful businessman work hard. Yeah, you read their life story. They work hard for success. Not that they are born successful. Most of the heirs or the heir who inherited the kingdom of their fathers or mothers mostly are not very successful themselves. Mostly they even be too spoiled and don't know how to run business, and sometimes make the business of the parents go wash ashore of Hawaii. So no need to worry about the early success. Some people succeed late in life after many trials and tribulation. Huh? Mm? And same with enlightenment. Same with enlightenment. Just be persevering, and it will come. Mm? Even the Buddha has to meditate for 49 days under the Bodhi tree non-stop until he gets the final answer. And Jesus also had to shut himself in the desert for 40 days, 49 days, mostly 49 days. People in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, they use seven days, two times seven, or three times seven. That's why in the 49, yeah? So we cannot be so quick, but you know, we can do 2.5 hours every day and then see how it goes. Every time you sit in meditation, it's recorded in heaven. Doesn't matter if you're successful with your meditation or not. As long as you sit there and long for God. Even if you die at that moment, you never ever go to hell or any very mean, you know, level of existence. Anytime you immediately go to heaven and see the Master up there, in whichever form you like, you can choose. I like Jesus better, I like Buddha better, I like Master Ching Hai, maybe she's there. Okay? Alright, don't worry. You enlighten anyhow. Just take time to recognize it. Yes. It's very difficult to recognize things that we have forgotten for a long time. Huh? For example, you have not had diamond for a long time, huh? And suddenly somebody give it to you. It's difficult to believe it. Just like some people won the lottery, you know. Sometimes they have heart attack because they can't believe it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Dear Pastor, I had this book talk about you today. This book was printed in 1920, October 2nd. Oh. The man born 200 years ago and wrote the book about our time.
Oh.
I said a book talk about you.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Are your English good enough? Okay, you try. You want to share it with our disciple, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They talk about whole world and America, Arab world, Japan world. They talk exactly all happened. So when I see the typhoon or hurricane or earthquake, no surprise to me. Because since I travel, I read the book. So very true, everything comes true.
Since another Nostradamus of Vietnam, huh? Yes, yes, we have many of the masters like Nostradamus in Vietnam. It's just that they are not worldwide famous, that's all. Because it's not advertised. But they are very accurate too. That I know also. Who is that?
Sáng giảng người đời của ông sư giải bán khoai.
Oh, yeah. You read it 200 years ago, right?
Yes. He talked about the 20th century.
không cần chùa miếu là nam thảo lư nhân đức có hàng Quán Âm. They say before God was in the heaven, later time God born in the nam. Today Chim Hai answer, không cần chùa miếu đình nam thảo lư nhân đức mà có hàng Quán Âm sư phụ.
What he say? Well, in the 20th century, something happened. Like, you don't need temple, you don't need any kind of worshiping palace. You only need the Quan Yin. That's what they say.
But this 11 book together, first book talk about our people on the earth so bad. God will go and create a new one. Except you all change your heart, then Quan Yin method will help us guide us. We will save in the first book.
Okay, understood.
Yeah. Second book talk about after Vietnam War will be Arab War. Exactly. So I look over and over. So I said, oh Lord, everything come true. And America, tiếc trời đánh đổi bông quê, quê tàn rồi đây đó mới thảnh thơ. Tiếc là Thái Phun nó sư phụ hurricane everything all come true. So today we listen for Master and turn our heart to God immediately to save the world. If not, we'll be so, so sad for that. Thank you, Master.
That's it?
Yeah.
No big deal. She said, like, before God's in heaven, but now God is born in the south. Yeah. No, the Nam Dinh in Vietnamese means the kingdom of South Vietnam, because they call Vietnamese Nam Dinh, southern kingdom. Yes. This means that God is born in Vietnam. That's why many people believe that Buddha is born in Vietnam, and they went all over Vietnam to search for Buddha now, especially the Japanese, I heard. They went there, tried to investigate the Buddha. All right? I don't know if this man is so, he's not so famous like Nostradamus. But according to her, in that book, everything happened the way he predicted it.
I do meditation every day.
You're good. Good for you.
Very good.
That's the only way you have to do. Nothing else. Tell me, have a look at the book. Okay, I'll read a red book later, okay? But the Nostradamus is very accurate. I read it according to the translation. It was very good. Huh? All right. More questions?
I know that each and every one of us, when we meditate, we call to you at one time or another. And I know also that from reading our magazines, I know that the answers have been given there, but just for my own personal satisfaction again, could you please tell me and explain to me how are you able to answer each and every one of us when there are so many of us? But it seems like you answer us at the right time and you give us the right instruction or the right solution, you know, to whatever it is that we're asking you. How are you able to be in tune to so many of us at all times?
Very simple. I don't know. I don't know anything I did, I do, or will.
Truly?
It's God that does things through me. Alright? I'm one with the Father, and it's the Father who does everything. The Father can take care of the whole universe. That's just a bunch of you, it's nothing. If I have to know what the Father does, then I get tired. I just let him do what. Or let the mother does what it is. Otherwise, the sister will complain. Actually, you know, the power of the universe, the Supreme Master power, does everything and regulate all things. But knowing this sometimes makes us feel also frustrated, yeah? That why doesn't he, she let us be virtuous and holy, wholesome, instead of let us go through all this tribulation and tests, you know, and suffering. But that's the way it is. We have the free will, the choice. In the beginning of our lifetime, In the beginning of our life, we have choice. We have the voice inside telling us, this is better, this is good, this is no. But sometimes we like to play. We like to do the things that not according to the parents' teaching. Like children, you know, and hurt ourselves. That's the problem. Yeah? Sometimes my parents say, stay away from fire. Huh? Don't play here, don't play there. But we do it. Just for the sake of curiosity. All right, then God let us learn, you know, how way, the easy way is up to us. Therefore, some people stay holy, wholesome. Some people go astray. But that is only for a while. And they will suffer the consequence. And then they will awake from and through the suffering and become wholesome again and turn back the right direction. Therefore, sometimes people also write in saying that suffering is blessing in disguise from God. Otherwise, if we are always happy and you know, have everything in our life and smoothly, we don't appreciate and we do not try to listen to God's will. Truly like that.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We appreciate your magnanimous presence for this episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for part 3 of Supreme Master Qinghai's insightful lecture entitled The Living Messiah of Our Time. Coming up next is A Journey Through Ascetic Realms, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May heaven bless you with many new discoveries on your spiritual journey to the heavenly abode.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW